Hey guys, welcome to Style and Soul Reformed episode 115. I'm Christy, your host. I know I'm posting late this week, but bear with me. I want to get into beliefs today. So beliefs, what I'm realizing is that beliefs basically dictate every single thing you say, everything you have, everything you're willing to do, everything that you think you're capable of. It stems from these like really deep-seated beliefs, whether you are aware of it or whether you're not aware of it. When I was really little, I just remember like always wanting to be the good girl. I didn't want to get in trouble. I didn't want to cause any issues. I didn't want to stand out. So in order to do that in like the 70s and the 80s when I was little, I needed to be quiet and I needed to be seen and not heard, essentially. So I was praised for that as a kid. I was like, oh, she's so well behaved. Oh, she's so quiet and sweet and all this stuff. But, you know, and that served me as a kid, that worked. And so I became conditioned, essentially, to play small, to be small, and to just be in my own little box, be in my own little world, and not be disruptive. You know, so as I've moved through life and had really big ambitions and wanted to be a professional person and strong. And I've wanted to be all of these things that was the antithesis of that small little good girl. So it became a really big challenge for me as I got older because I had a problem advocating for myself. I had a problem with expressing my feelings. Oh my God, like, really bad, especially anger. I did not know how to feel anger. And when I was talking to this woman, this like psychotherapist, she was telling me that depression is anger turned inward. And it really struck me. I was like, whoa, that's major, because most of my life, I felt like I've like had a functional level of depression. Like, I just never felt free. I never felt fully allowed to be myself. And I didn't really like myself. I had a hard time with many things about just who I was, how I looked, and never just feeling really good about myself. So this is the part where I start to decide about the becoming of myself, basically the becoming of who I want to be and how I want to move through the world and all the things that I want out of my life. I think in the past, I didn't realize things were possible for me. I thought that things were reserved for like the special or the super smart or the, you know, just the lucky ones. I think I used to feel like, you know, I wasn't really meant to have things or meant to, you know, be everything that I never even knew I could. Let's put it that way. I never really knew I could be completely success, like the way that you look at people that just have everything in life that you would want. And I never really realized that that was available for me. And so when I started unraveling those limiting beliefs, that's what those are, actually. They're limiting beliefs. They're beliefs that, you know, certain things are only possible for certain people. And that's just honestly not the case. It's breaking down the basics, basically. And I needed to re-establish what my beliefs were, not only with myself, but just with possibilities in life and the way to look at things in a limitless way. The best way that got me started was actually just feeling like, you know, I think it was really honestly meditating, because it was able to get me to a quiet, really still, silent place where I didn't feel contained. I didn't feel small. I didn't feel like I was in a box. I didn't feel anything. I didn't feel any emotion. And that's the feeling, the state that I am in when I am meditating. It's just like being one with energy. I don't even feel like I'm in my body necessarily. It's just kind of like this relaxed state. And once I started getting familiar with that feeling, it really started getting easier for me to understand that life is limitless. The limits that we have are the limits that we put on ourselves, and the limits that we probably put on ourselves are the things that we're taught when we were little. And back to that, the things that we were taught when we were little were things that our parents or people around us believed for themselves. So it's been a lot of like eradicating those beliefs, those limiting beliefs for me. And what it's done is eradicating them has freed me. It's freed me to dream bigger and to, you know, do things that I would have never done before, like reaching out to strangers on Instagram or connecting with people in a different way, or deciding like something simple like, oh, I'm going to smile at everybody that I catch eyes with today. It's those things. And just even like with my business, just deciding to be authentic and be organic about things and not try to force every single thing all the time. Like, those are the things that are making me feel alive. It's making me feel hopeful. Another element that I keep hearing about is faith. Faith is huge, huge, huge. It has like a whole energetic pull to it that that nothing else has. Like, desire or like wanting something is one thing, but then having faith and believing that you can actually achieve it is like a whole nother level. So that's something that I'm practicing, is having faith, believing in things that you cannot see, and things, believing even if it's unknown. That's hard to do, but I'm learning how to do it, because as I am establishing a stronger belief in myself and having faith and really moving forward in ways that feel unfamiliar to me, I'm noticing how things unfold and how beautiful, like, all of these little things that are cropping up that I would have never expected are happening in my favor. It's just crazy, because, you know, you walk through life trying to be so careful and trying to not make any mistakes and trying not to slip up. But really, if we didn't walk through life with those fears and limitations, it would just be so much easier for us. Our lives would be so much better, and we'd be happier. So I'm trying to practice existing in that way and walking through life, having faith, belief in myself. I know at the core, no matter what happens, I will be okay. And I learned that a long time ago. I learned that like in my 20s when I was going through my divorce, and I thought, like, you know, I couldn't breathe. I felt like I didn't know how I was going to move forward in my life. And when I did, it was a breakthrough and made me realize that I don't need to be so scared. And I don't need to be scared about being alone ever, because I'm going to be okay, you know. And that was a really, really good foundation for me to have as a young woman, because I think a lot of people walk through life feeling scared to be alone, you know. And the way I look at it is I would rather be alone than be with the wrong person that's like beating me down, making me feel bad, not being supportive, not being encouraging. I would rather be by myself than be brought down, because negativity is going to happen on its own, and you don't need to subject yourself to day in, day out negativity. I don't know. I'm just making my way through this life, guys. Just as everybody else, I'm doing my very best and I'm learning, and it's making me happy. And I hope that you guys are getting something out of my little audio journal. So I hope you guys are having an amazing week. Hit subscribe, rate and review the podcast, and go to www.stylereform.fashion. And if you like anything on the website, you can use discount code POD, P-O-D, at checkout for 20% off. I'll talk to you guys next week.